This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're very happy to have in the studio Alina Little. She's the Executive Director of Club Esteem. We also have Marissa Jordan and Saskia Fagan. Thank you all so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, so tell us about Club Esteem. What exactly is it?
Okay, well, Club Esteem is located in the South Melbourne area, and we offer after-school and summer programs to kids in economically disadvantaged communities. We have been around for 20-plus years, and we offer services Monday through Friday. The kids actually arrive around 2:30 and until about 6:30 or 7 o'clock at night, and then we offer our summer programs as well. So Club Esteem's focus is on educational, academic excellence, as well as personal development. So we actually service kids from 1st through 12th grade, 19 different schools, and we're just very excited to be making a positive difference in the community.
Okay, so let's talk to each of you. Let's start off with Saskia. How has Club Esteem affected you?
Well, I've only been there for about a year, and already it's made such a huge impact on me. I found a support system there. It's like a big family every day. I'm excited to go there, whether it's seeing and talking to the instructors or the kids who they've changed me in a way. They've made me a better person. They've taught me so many different things about myself and how to be a better individual. And I actually wish I found out about it sooner. I'm in 12th grade now, and unfortunately, it's my last year, but I enjoy every day that I'm there. I learn a whole bunch of different things, and they give me a lot of information, whether it's about scholarships or the enrichment programs that I attend, that we learn leadership or talk about character, different things like that. And it's just a really good program for everyone that's there.
All right. Marissa, what do you have to tell us about Club Esteem?
Well, I have been attending Club Esteem for about 3 years now. I'm in 9th grade, so I started about in 7th grade. And I was actually pretty shy and scared at first. And they sort of morphed me into a social butterfly. So I like going there. It's like she said, like Saskia said, it's a big family and support system. And just a great place to be for anybody who wants to come and join is just welcomed with a big hug by everyone.
So academically, how has it affected your grades?
It has actually increased my grades. I've had good grades before attending, but it just makes me excel at a higher level than ever before.
Okay, and I guess you have a big scholarship?
Yes, I have a $40,000 scholarship to FIT I recently received on February the 21st.
Well, congratulations.
She's a science buff. I think this is like Marissa's 3rd year, actually, of being awarded first place a couple of years at Stone. And then also, we were excited to find out about that $40,000 scholarship. And Saskia actually is our president of our teens program, and they're both teen tutors. That program is sponsored by the United Way. And we're just really excited that they are making us proud in terms of academics, and they're well-rounded young ladies, and we're very happy to have that. And Club Esteem has a success of 100% graduation rate, and all of our teen tutors have to maintain at least a 3.0 GPA, and that's no problem for these girls and the other ones that we're servicing at Club Esteem, very bright students.
So how can other people get involved?
Excellent question. There are different ways that they can become connected with Club Esteem. We have a number of students from FIT that actually come and volunteer. The psychology students in the doctoral program, we have a number of them that are involved along with Dr. Chavez and facilitating a teacher-child interaction training program, and so they're there weekly. We have tutors that are involved, so if somebody is listening and they'd actually love to come out and help tutor in high school levels or elementary or middle, we have 1st through 12th grade, so there's room for them in whatever subject or whatever grade they decide. Of course, there's ways that they can get involved in terms of investing into the program. It's a nonprofit organization, so we are looking for funders and donations, and so they can get involved with that. And the information is also on our website, www.clubesteem.com. And we have the Beyond Breakfast. event coming up too.
Okay, so that happens. Tell us about that. That's on March 20th.
Right. March 20th. It starts off with networking at 7:30 a.m. It's at the Crown Plaza in Indy Atlantic. And we have the Vice President of Orlando City Soccer, Phil Rollins, will be our guest speaker. And it will be a fantastic time for them to come out and all the soccer fans and just people that would love to come out and network with some very positive, wonderful people in our community and show their support of an awesome children's after school program. And it's more than that, as some of these ladies have spoke about, you know, in terms of character development and helping them with go to college. And last year, Terry, we had 19 seniors, and all of them actually had opportunities for higher education, but a couple of them opted to go into the armed services. So we're very excited about that success. You know, our students are actually determining what it is that they want to do and becoming vision-driven citizens. So we're excited about the process of being involved with that.
Okay. Well, once again, this is Club Esteem. And if you would like more information, they do have a website, clubesteem.com. And if you'd like to get tickets to Beyond Breakfast on March 20th, you can get tickets online too.
Absolutely. $50 a ticket.
Okay.
Yep.
clubesteem.com. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in. It's great to find out that you are making a difference in our community.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Thank you.
Thank you.